My name is Nicole Braun, and you're listening to The Woo Woo Report, a weekly podcast where we celebrate the woo woo lifestyle and dig deeper to get our mystical questions answered.
Hello, everyone. I am here today with Devin Vonderhaar from The Modern Minimalist. And this episode is my extremely belated birthday gift to my Virgo listeners. I kind of had to like put it on the back burner because it's spooky season. But I also think it's perfect because I feel like during the winter, everyone is indoors and like binging, organizing and cleaning and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's going to be worth the wait. I know Devin from Instagram, but we finally met in person. Was it like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. A women's dinner that Sierra put together, who is one of your best friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one of your best friends, anyone who follows me on Instagram will know that she does pretty much all my photography. She's super lovely. And it was just really cool to meet you in person finally after knowing each other on the gram for a while. But I'm very fascinated by your business and what you do. One, because I feel like it's such a hot topic right now.
Mm-hmm.
Two, because I'm very deep into the astrology. I only have one planet in an earth sign.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all fire and water pretty much, except for my husband. But I am not an organized person, I would say. I would say that is a big thing that I try to be more mindful of and incorporate more without letting it just spin into this like web of not feeling like I'm doing enough. So I'm excited to interview you also because I'm excited to know any tips and those sort of things you have.
Sure.
Before we get into all of that, what is your sun sign? And if you
Taurus sun, Scorpio moon, Virgo rising.
Taurus sun, Scorpio moon, Virgo rising. Okay. So that makes so much sense.
Yeah. So I think like every organizer, any big one that I see like on social media, they're all Virgos.
Yeah.
So even being a Virgo rising may be like a little off the norm, but it's really interesting once you know that to like look around and see all the September birthdays. And yeah, it's definitely a thing.
And then your sun is very like home-based. Like that's like the,
yeah.
So that makes, I mean, it's so fitting, right? Like this is
totally
aligned with all of that. All right. What is your favorite crystal and why?
Selenite is a big one for me, especially because of the work I do. There's a lot of emotions that come up. So like I do a cleansing routine before bed, especially focusing on my heart center, just to like clear out all of that energy that isn't mine. That's been like huge for me in the last few years, incorporating that in my like nightly ritual.
That's really cool. I love it. I never use it. Like I mostly just use it as like a cleanser for my other crystals. Like I never work with it
just
alone.
Yeah.
Like it does my dirty work. It comes in there and it does all my dirty work and just cleanses my crystals because they're just full of a bunch of crap after the day. But I should look into that. I never even like thought about that. I don't know why. I think maybe it's because it's always kind of promoted as like a good cleanser for other crystals, but I've never worked with it directly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try that now. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. It's something, I don't know if somebody, I want to say someone told me, like an astrologer I used to work with in Cincinnati, I think, but it just felt right for me. And so I just kept doing it. So yeah, that's essentially how I just try out everything with crystals or anything. It's just, if it feels good.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so tell us about your business, The Modern Minimalist, how you got started, and why did you choose this field?
Sure. So with The Modern Minimalist, I like to say I'm empowering the modern matriarch just through the lens of organization. There's a lot more that goes into it than necessarily just, you know, putting all the books in a color coordinated order. There's a lot more deep work that's in there, which I think that has a lot to do with the Scorpio moon, that I really want to get into the deep nitty gritty of what people are dealing with. But that's kind of where we work with, is the tactile, your stuff in your space. It's a little bit of life coaching, a little bit of counseling, because I do have a counseling background, and a lot of decluttering, of course, in the KonMari method, which is what I specialize in. Me, myself, I got into the minimalist movement a few years ago, right after we moved to Portland. We moved from a 1,500 square foot house in Cincinnati with a yard and a basement, and we had tons of room for everything. And then we moved to a one bedroom apartment that was 700 square feet with two dogs and two humans in this tiny space. So we had to literally get rid of everything, get really intentional about every single item that we brought with us. And even then, I mean, it was very difficult for me because it just got overwhelming with how much stuff you had to fit in, like, every nook and cranny of this space. Finding the KonMari method was huge for me because we had to maximize, like, literally every square inch of that space. I started folding the clothes that way. We had just, like, one dresser that we shared. So we split in half, and, like, that's literally all the space we had. So everything had to be folded as perfectly as possible to maximize all of that. So it was perfect timing for me to find the KonMari method. And then from there, it kind of expanded to getting interested in cruelty-free beauty products and then home products. And then I got into non-toxic, and I just started, like, kind of learning more and more about being conscious in all these different areas of life. Gotten much more into, like, sustainability and zero waste movement now. So it kind of all ties in together to the minimalism thing, but it's kind of expanded, and it all kind of ties into my business too. So I try to, like, bring all of that in to how I'm educating my clients as well.
Sierra does your photography, most of your, like, brand photography, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She does. She's done everything.
Your Instagram, the business one, the modern minimalist one, is so soothing to see. I really am calmed by your aesthetic.
It's good.
Very calming. And I like seeing what you post. You know, I'm not, like, I am nowhere near where I hope to be eventually with sustainability and all the zero waste stuff. But totally. I think what I like, what you post, and this is something that I've just personally have felt being out there on the gram, because I use Instagram in a lot of ways to find accounts for sustainability, zero waste, sustainable clothing, how people are living and all of that. But sometimes it can feel like judgmental and aggressive. And it doesn't inspire me, but I feel like what you post about is really chill. Like, there's nothing, like, I don't feel like this sort of, ooh, wow, that person, you know, sometimes I'll see these posts and I'm like, oh, that person's right. I feel so shitty now because of all the stuff I did.
Yeah.
But, like, when you post, I'm like, oh, that's chill. That looks like an interesting company. You posted about this. It's like a food delivery service.
Yeah. Go methodology.
Yeah. And I really like the idea of that because I have a little one and I have a husband, and, you know, sometimes I get really lazy. I'm like, I don't want to cook or, like, think about cooking and recipes. But yeah. One of my biggest issues with all of those companies was how wasteful the packaging was.
Yep.
And I'm, like, wanting to do this one that you posted because, like, how you talked about it, just, it was just like a chill post. Like, I didn't feel like this weird overwhelming sense of, like, guilt of, like, I'm not doing enough. I was just like, oh, that looks like a nice easy switch to, like, home delivered service. So I just, so thanks for that, because a lot of times I feel like that face can feel that way. It can be like, ooh, like, I'm the bad guy and I'm the problem, as opposed to, like, maybe if I just make some simple choices and switch over to this, I can help find a solution, sort of thing. But then your personal account, who I just, you and your partner are just, like, the loveliest, most beautiful.
I don't know.
And I've been, like, geeking out, and because we're friends on Facebook too, like, all your Hawaii posts are just wonderful. Anyway, yeah. Totally got off a tangent there. So the Kunmari.
Mm-hmm.
See, I told you I butcher names. The Kunmari method. So Marie Kondo, I said that right, right?
Kondo.
Ah, okay. One day I will be better about this. I watched a couple episodes of the show. Very soothing. I actually try to use it for my son's clothing and that sort of stuff. I mostly like a closet, and then my dresser's like workout stuff and underwear and stuff. So I'm like, meh. But what made you choose that to get like certified in and be like, this is what I want to use? Is because I feel like it's very, people identify with it a lot. So people see you're certified in it, and so many people know about the method and the show and the books and all of that. Why did you want to be associated, I guess, with that?
So, I mean, it was like super helpful to me at a time in my life when I really needed it. So I connected with it in that way, in that it's more of a lifestyle, you know. There's a lot of organizing methods out there, but there is like an ethos behind this. There is meaning behind it. And it's much more, there's a connection to psychology and to how people think about things, and to be connected with the idea of gratitude in a very real, tactile way that I really love. And just getting people to really hone in on what their ideal lifestyle is and how that vision connects to all of the items in your space. And I think that's where more humans need to be thinking in this way, in a more conscious way, about their life and how your things really do impact your mental state and vice versa. So it's so much more than just organizing and decluttering and such. So that's why it appeals to my psychology nature, I would say.
Okay. So with that, with like the home organizing, and I mean, I go back to this weird space. I know it's not like the same thing, but for whatever reason, when I think of a home organizer, I just think of the person I would see on the Hoarders episodes. And I know that's not what you do, but I'm like an extremist like that. Like everything, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like this extreme version of it, opposed to people just being like, wow, like I have a bunch of crap and I need to get rid of these bins of crap. So I think of this like very, like you, like, so I have a Gemini moon, so I'm very inquisitive.
Okay.
And I think of that psychology method too, of like what, so everyone's kind of on this movement right now, right? Like I want to get rid of stuff I don't need. I want to simplify, and I want to, like, it's like a less is more thing going on right now. So what's your personal belief on why that is such a big, important factor for so many people right now? Why it's such a, it's, I mean, to me, what you're doing and organizing is like a movement that's happening.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I mean, I think especially with like the Netflix show, and then the Home Edit is getting a Netflix show too. Like it's going to be a whole new category of like reality TV. And I think that's rad, because it's actually, I'm hoping that this will create a new pathway for organizing in the same way that we think about like a counselor or a Reiki healer or any other thing, you know, like people need help with their homes and that is totally okay. And so this is kind of creating that pathway where we can start having these conversations and make it normal. And I love that. I also feel like, so we have, you know, the minimalism movement, it's a counterbalance to all this like over commercialization and capitalistic society that we've been living in, that it's really come to a head. And now we kind of have to see this opposite extreme way of life to get to a more sustainable way of living. I mean, we are, you know, very much at the turning point here that we cannot keep doing things the way we are. So it's a beautiful thing that we're finally getting to where we are, and that all of these different avenues with like the clothing industry and with food being sustainable and the zero waste, everything, like all of this coming together. I love seeing how this is playing out everywhere.
So my husband and I, we moved up to Portland. We pretty much had to condense everything into little U-Haul that you could latch onto the car.
Oh, wow.
So we got rid of, we moved up with almost no furniture except for like a side chair and our couch. We like bought new stuff. And it was so nice to do that. But then we had a baby, we had all this stuff. And then when we bought our house, we got rid of a bunch of stuff. But now it's kind of like this, there's just so much, well, not so much crap. I'm not blaming the baby. But with a child and he has a lot of adoring, friends and family, there's a lot of stuff we've acquired gifted to us. And it's definitely been like, it's something that I think my husband would love. He's very organized and getting rid of stuff. And I'm a little, I don't want to not hoarder, but I'm one of those people that I have like a couple boxes, like three or four, like big size boxes of memory stuff, like stuff from my mom, you know, she passed away, and it's just like memorabilia stuff like that. That's like really important to me. And this is going to like, kind of like segue into my next question, but I would love to know a tip on stuff like that. Like when it has to come to, cause like it's all that stuff's in our garage right now. And I know sometimes a garage can be like a dump space for that. But like with stuff like that, do you have any tips on how to filter through like a box? Cause I feel like that's really hard. Like when you watch hoarders, it's like stuff like people are emotionally attached to, like being from this childhood and this sort of thing. Do you have a tip on how to like filter through memorabilia, I guess is what you would call it?
Yeah. So the sentimental category, so there's the five categories in KonMari, which are clothing, books, paper, kimono, which is miscellaneous, and then sentimental. And we do it in that order because you have to hone in on your sensitivity to joy. And sentimental is the most difficult category, which is why you do that last. So sentimental, I mean, it's honestly the most difficult one to kind of coach people through because I can't tell you to get rid of anything. I mean, that's true for any category, but sentimental, especially like if this has value to you and you know, this isn't a lot of these things are items that you can't replace. And you know, it's very near and dear to your heart. There's many circumstances under which I don't want you to have to part with that. There could be, you know, ramifications of you getting rid of something like that. So I would definitely say, I mean, sentimental is the most difficult thing to go through because there are so many deep emotions that come up. Especially when you have, I mean, I had a client that had her mom died the year before and it's heavy. Like you have to be ready to go through that stuff. And a lot of times that is the category that, you know, I'll tell people like take space. Like if you need to wait a month to do this, take whatever time you need to prepare yourself mentally. Like it's hard. It's hard to go through those kind of things for sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's like a little tip that I can wrap up for you and like a pretty little package for sentimental because it's hard. Like in photos, we'll say like, you know, you'll have all these photos from this one vacation or something, pick like three or five that really, that you feel like the strongest feelings of joy and positive, like warm energy from out of the whole trip, say. That would be one thing that you could do because photos fall into the sentimental category. But yeah, there aren't really any quick and easy ways to.
That actually makes me feel better about my wedding photos because I don't like our wedding photos.
Oh,
I know that there's, I mean, there was tons, but it's just, I mean, he doesn't listen, so I don't really care. But pretty much a list of like photos I didn't want and then photos I did want. And it was like what was supposed to happen. And so it was just, I mean, it was like 200 photos. And my husband's always like, I want to get a wedding photo printed off and framed for the house. I was like, well, then you have to go through all the photos and pick out like five. And I'll pick out like one from those five that I like because I just don't really like a lot of them. But I didn't think about the fact that it is like that. It's like, okay, there's maybe like 10 that are worthwhile sharing one day with our son and family. Like it's not at the end of the day, like, is my son really going to carry about the flower arrangements on the table and the lace? Probably not. You know, that's like,
yeah.
But there's other moments that were captured, but that makes me feel better. Actually, I never really thought about photos in that way, but it is true. Like there really is only probably like five that are really capture the moment of the night. So, well, you just helped me with my whole weird thing. So what is another tip you can give to the listeners if they're feeling overwhelmed by the idea of just reorganizing their home?
Totally. So we start with clothes. So even if you don't, maybe the entire clothing category is overwhelming in of itself. So start with one subcategory, like socks or shirts or pants or something. Like just pick any subcategory of clothing that you could just go through in, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour and touch each piece of clothing and see if you have that like positive joy feeling when you touch it. And if you don't, then you say thank you to your item for all of the service it's provided, give it gratitude, and then part with it.
Do you have a recommendation on like donation? Cause I know I always like read something about like, don't donate here. They're actually shady.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a ton of resources. We're again in Portland, we're super lucky to have such a wealth of awesome options. Rose Haven is my personal favorite for like women's and children's clothing. They also take toiletries and some other things. They do a lot of big drives like around the holidays and things like that. And then like a back to school drive. But I have a whole list on my website of different resources for all kinds of different, you know, different items and furniture and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, perfect. Okay. We are going to get to your website, and everyone that's listening, it will be in the show notes and we will go through it in a minute. Okay. So the holidays, when this airs, the holidays are going to be coming up, and I definitely get that like anxiety with wasteful gift wrapping or even just gifting in general. Like I really try to, instead of being like, this is the hot new thing to get people, I'm like, what is something that they'll really like and isn't something that they'll just throw away or like is, you know what I mean? Like, isn't just like some fluke gimmick, stupid thing. So what is an idea or two you have on zero waste gifting that people can use for the holidays?
Sure. So it's a froshiki is what it's called. It's a Japanese wrapping cloth that I believe traditionally it was used for like lunches, to wrap up the lunches. It's this piece of cloth and they tie it up, and then there are these really intricate, beautiful pieces of cloth. But you can also use them for a zero waste gift wrap. You could use any kind of fabric that, you know, you have at the house or something that you find at a fabric store or something, and you can just tie it up really nicely, which I actually have a post on this on my Instagram, and I'm going to be doing an event too for the holidays that we'll be showing people how to do it. And you can get like maybe some greenery or some florals or something to like put it on top and make it look really nice, but also be like simple. Cause I don't know if it's, I guess this kind of goes against my organization nature, but I hate gift wrap with like paper, wrapping paper. I always despise it. I can never get it like perfectly right. And it was just a hassle for me. So the idea of just like wrapping something up in a piece of fabric just is easier and nicer, and you can reuse it for other things. So it's a win-win.
My grandma was one of those people that wrapped gifts perfectly. Like
really?
Oh, it's an art form. Like I can't, she was also, I feel like very ahead of the times because she used to color in coloring books to like self-soothe. And this was, you know, like 30 years ago. So it wasn't like a handy thing to color in color books, but she was very into the perfectly wrapped Christmas gifts. And I think she tried to teach me one time and I was just a disaster at it, but I think they're beautiful, but I'm not skilled in that. Anytime I give someone a gift, it's usually in like a pretty bag that they can reuse, or it's like, oh, here's some tissue paper that came in, something I ordered off Etsy, and I, you know, just wrapped it together with some ribbon. It's all like crumpled. No, it's okay. It's okay. But I think the holidays are one of those times that people stress out because everything's very about being presentable.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, is it pretty under the tree? Is it pretty, you know, like when you hand it to them, it's like everything's so, so sparkly and perfect. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like the idea of wrapping it in the cloth. That's really cool. I wonder if you could do that with like, I don't know, like a scarf or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think so.
Cool. I'm going to have to think outside the box on what to give people. Okay. So where can we contact you? Where can we find you on IG? What's your website? How can we schedule an appointment? And I know you offer other additional services besides just home organization, right?
Yeah. So my website is where you can schedule, find more information about the resources. I have a KonMari checklist, which is a great place to get started. If you want to start the process of KonMari in your home, the website is themodernminimalist.biz. And then my Instagram is the.modern.minimalist. All my other links are the Modern Minimalist, Pinterest, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Oh, you have Pinterest?
Yeah, Pinterest is actually super fun. Yeah, it's really good for home decor and all of the aesthetic stuff.
I'm going to have to follow you on Pinterest. I love, Pinterest is one of those things, I feel like I'm repeating myself and I was talking to someone else about this on a episode, but it's one of those things that I love, but I, like if I follow someone on Instagram, I don't automatically think to search for them on Pinterest and I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's like a disconnect, I feel like, but
yeah.
All right. I'm excited. I'm going to follow you on Pinterest. Okay. So you have some events coming up, right? You have some events here in Portland.
Yeah. So in November, I want to say it's the second week of November. I think it's on a Saturday, second weekend. I'm doing a KonMari holiday event where we'll be doing the furoshiki gift wrap and talking about the KonMari method and doing some demonstrations with the folding method and all that good stuff. And there'll be other stuff coming up, but I think that's the only one that's solidified that will be, everything will be on my Instagram and all the places.
Okay, cool. All right. So something I ask at the end of every episode is, do you believe in ghosts? And do you have a short ghost story you could share?
Yes, I believe in ghosts. I don't have the capacity of feeling them for whatever reason. And it's something that used to like frustrate me. And then I had a family member who can feel them and she would tell me this house that they lived in, that there was one there, and it would freak me out and keep me up all night because I thought something would happen and it never does. So I've just accepted that it just isn't going to happen for me. But the story, I have a couple different stories, but the one that comes to mind first is someone I dated when I lived in the Midwest. There was actually a lot of the old gangsters lived in the Cincinnati area back like Prohibition times. So there was this bar where a bunch of really intense, heavy murders and crazy gangster shootings and things happened. So it's a place that people go to feel ghosts that are very angry in nature. And I guess sometimes stuff happens or whatever. I can't even remember what the name of the place is, but it's one of those ones that's on like the ghost shows and stuff. So this person that I was dating went there and a ghost came home with him. And for months it was an apartment and he would hear somebody running full speed down. It was like a long hallway. And then the door would slam and it would happen like every night for as long as he lived there. And he ended up having to move, cause it was freaking him out, I guess. But yeah. And I didn't know that ghosts could follow you out of the place. And that really started, I took things a lot more seriously with ghosts and with like, you know, interacting or going places where ghosts are and whatnot. And I just want to like respect them and not have them follow me anywhere. So
Okay, well, now I have to ask a follow-up question though, because you're constantly going into people's homes.
Yeah.
Do you save yourself or do you carry some black tourmaline with you? Like, what do you,
I don't, but I should.
do a spray thing. I can send you, there's this company and I use it. It's like a protection spray thing you can, and it smells really good. It comes in a glass bottle and it's Reiki infused and all that stuff. It's really cool. But yeah, cause like I get wary of going into people's homes a lot of the time. Cause I don't know.
Interesting.
And I mean, I don't feel like you, cause okay. Now, like, I feel like I'm going to freak you out, but I'm going to say it anyways. Okay. So like a constant thing with ghost stuff is a lot of times the ghosts get kind of aggressive or more active if you remodel a home. So I'm wondering if anything gets stirred up. I don't think it means like anything's attached to you, but I would just be so curious if, you know, if someone had a home and you went in there and reorganized the stuff, and not saying they would go home with you, but I just wonder if anyone's experienced any shifts in their home's energy in that way. Maybe if their house had spirit or dinner with like a big organization, like maybe it made a spirit happier. Or maybe a spirit was like, no, I liked you being like engulfed by all these things emotionally, and now you're too happy. And I'm just like, I'd be so curious if like anything shifts the energy. I mean, I know it shifts the energy, but I mean like the, you know, spiritual energy.
Yeah.
Sticking around for that.
I don't know. That's not something I ever thought about.
I'd be curious. I bet you could ask you. April's been on the show and I've gone to her for Reiki. Have you gone to her for Reiki?
Yeah, I actually just did this week.
Oh, cool. Okay, great. I wonder if she'll have any input on this.
Can she go in spaces and like feel spirits in homes and things?
So she came to my house to do Reiki on my son. So it's just better for her to do it like where the child's comfortable.
Yeah.
And she asked me about my house and I said that, you know, my neighbors have known the people have, like, they've been next door neighbors with everyone that's lived here for like 40 years or something. And they're like, no one's died in the home and not bad energy. But I thought it was interesting because I don't know if she picked up on, especially this time of year, because of the work that I do, I call it like a train station, like not stick here, but it'll kind of like pass through every day or two and leave. But you know, she did ask me, so I am thinking that she can probably, you know, go into a space. Because she did ask about an entity and gave me a name of someone that could be attached to my son, but I don't think it was someone from the home so much. It's like some ancestor that's tied to him. But I think she does. I don't know. We'd have to ask her. We should totally ask her for the next meeting that we have, like for the dinner. For like the next meeting, I was like, it's not like a underground, like, I mean, if it was a coven, I'd be tight and totally cool. It's not like a coven thing. It's like a nice dinner we do. anyone that's like hearing this, being like, is this a secret society? But I don't know. You should ask her. I wonder, I bet you guys could probably do some like cool stuff together with that actually. Like,
home. That would be cool. Home energy.
Yeah. We got way off topic. Well, not really. Cause it's all woo woo. Everything's woo woo. So it's good. Well, I'm so excited that you did this episode. I'm excited it's going to be around the holidays because a lot of people want to purge and clean out and all that stuff. And I feel like all the Virgos are just going to be, I have a lot of Virgo friends and family, and this is just the greatest gift that I feel I can give to them. but yeah, I thank you so much for being on the show. Stoked to, like, I feel like you've been killing it, and like, really know you, but I want to say that I'm proud of you. You know, I don't really know you very well, but like, I'm really proud of you because I just feel like you're constantly, you had a speaking engagement in LA for this. You've been totally killing it, and you just seem so happy with what you're doing. And I'm just so thankful when people find something they're passionate about where you're making a positive impact on other people's lives and they find like that success and that joy for themselves while helping others. I just feel like it causes this huge shift in the world as a whole. So thank you for following your bliss and doing something that's so important and just helping people. Cause I think that's what I believe what you're doing really helps people in a way that they really need. And that can be really stressful and overwhelming for them. So you take on a lot. And so thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It took me a long time to get here, but I'm very glad that I'm doing exactly what I feel like I was supposed to do in this life.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. You can follow Devin on Instagram. Everything will be linked and you can go to her website and you can book her for all your home organizing needs. And I will see everyone on the gram.
Get a bonus episode of The Woo Woo Report featuring ghost stories from my own personal experiences and custom moon phase ritual PDF downloads sent directly to your inbox every month. Check out the show notes to visit our Patreon page for more details and help keep The Woo Woo Report on the air.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Woo Woo Report. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Nicole Baron, NicoleBurron, to stay up to date on everything woo-woo.